Narada Muni took leave of the Brahman from Prayag and went to the southern country. When he arrived at the kingdom, he saw there was a big, beautiful festival going on where people were chanting and people were dancing and there was puja and worship of the Lord. Narada Muni began to play his veena and he was singing the praises of this king and embracing him with great love and devotion. He said, you are surely the receiver of the greatest mercy of Lord Sri Krishna. When the king heard this, he put his head down in total embarrassment. The king said with all humility that I'm only a human. What can a human do? Our lifespan is hardly 100 years. And what opulences do I have? There's so much I want to do, but there's so little I can do in this human life. I'm always subjected to the threefold miseries of material nature. Adiatmaka, adidaivaka, adibhotaka. Miseries caused by my own body and mind. Miseries caused by other living beings. And miseries caused by supernatural disturbances. I have no hope of ever deserving the mercy of the Lord. That is my fallen condition. But the devas, they are actually receiving the real mercy of the Lord. They have long lives. They have effulgent bodies. And they get to drink nectar. And of all the devas, Indra is best. Indra, what is his charity? I'm giving a little prasad to the people in my kingdom. But Indra, he supplies the rain for the whole universe. What a blessing of charity that is. Not only that, but Indra, he has such opulence to use in the service of Krishna. He rides on the elephant Airavata. After defeating Bali Maharaj, he took the horse Uchaisrava. He had the cow that is a Kamadenu cow that can supply the fulfillment of any desire you have. He has the beautiful Nandana Gardens, the most exquisite garden in all of the heavenly planetary systems. He also has Parijata tree. This Parijata can fulfill all one's desires. It is a wish-fulfilling tree. But most of all, Indra's younger brother is Lord Vamanadeva, Vishnu himself. And in Indra's abode, whenever Indra performs yajna, Vamanadeva personally comes to receive his offerings. Every day, Vamanadeva is bestowing blessings on him and protecting him. He is truly the recipient of the Lord's mercy. I am nothing. Go to Indra and see for yourself. Narada Muni embraced the king and traveled to Swargaloka. When he arrived, he found Lord Vishnu sitting atop Garuda, surrounded by many, many demigods. There, Indra was praising the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Such devotion. In fact, all of his 1,000 eyes were incessantly weeping tears as he was praising the Lord. After the yajna was complete, the Lord went to his residence, and Indra walked him part of the way. And as Indra was coming back, Narada Muni approached him, playing on his veena in ecstasy. Narada Muni was singing and dancing. He was calling out, "You are the greatest recipient of the mercy of the Lord. You are the dearmost devotee of the Lord. All the devas obey you. The Vedas praise you. Lord Vamanadev himself, Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has become your younger brother." Narada was profusely dancing and dancing and dancing as he was glorifying the qualities of this devotee. Indra was ashamed. He was very upset. He said, "Oh, Narada Muni, why are you making fun of me? What are you saying? You say I'm the recipient of the Lord's mercy? While I'm ruling this heavenly world, you have seen, you have read, you have heard. I'm always fleeing to some other planet when the demons come and attack. In fact, Bali Maharaj recently, he took my post. He kicked me out. And all the other demigods, he kicked them out and replaced them with demons." Vamanadev, you may say he saved me from that situation. But actually, he embarrassed me. I'm a big king of heaven. Vamanadev, instead of honorably challenging Bali to a fight in my behalf and killing him, he went to beg charity from my enemy. Besides that, I have committed so many sins to the Brahmins. I killed Vishwarup, who was my guru. I insulted Brihaspati, who's my guru. I killed Vritrasura, who is a Paramhamsa Mahabhagavat Vaishnav Brahman. And you're saying I am recipient of the Lord's mercy? What are you talking, Narada? What are you talking? I'm always fearing losing my post. I send apsaras down to great rishis to make them fall down from their penates just to protect my position and my sense gratification. And you're saying that I'm the greatest recipient of the Lord's mercy? The Lord simply neglects me. He disregards me. He came to my heavenly abode and he didn't even ask. He didn't even think anything. He just took the Sudharma assembly house and brought it to Dwarka. And it's still there. He came with Satyabhama, his wife. His wife said, "Oh, you gave Rukmini a Parijata flower? Please give me Parijata tree." He took my Parijata tree. And you say that I'm such a person with mercy? I fought him in a battle and attacked him and he defeated me. Lord Krishna, once a year, the gopas of Braja would offer puja to me. And Krishna thinks so little of me that he just took all that puja paraphernalia to offer it to a mountain, Govardhan. And you say that I'm so dear to Krishna? And if I'm such a receiver of mercy, why I attacked him? Why I tried to destroy him and all of his friends? And he totally humiliated and embarrassed me by lifting the Govardhan hill. My favorite most of all forests is named Kandava.
Krishna knew it was my favorite forest. But just because Agnidev was hungry, Krishna burned the whole forest to ashes, along with Arjuna. You say that Krishna comes here to accept my offerings whenever I make. He doesn't come because I make the offerings, but because my parents, Kashyapa and Aditi, because they are such pure devotees of Lord Vamanadeva, they come to accept the offerings just to please them, not for me. And after he accepts it, he doesn't even spend time with us. He immediately goes away. He disappears. You will not see him here. He accepts his offering and leaves. And in that separation, we feel ourselves most bereft and unfortunate. But your father, Lord Brahma, he is truly the receiver of the greatest mercy of Lord Krishna. Brahma is directly the son of Krishna. He was born from the navel of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu on a lotus flower. And one day of Brahma, 14 Indras like me come and go. Lord Brahma's one day is 1,000 yuga cycles. Sati Yuga, Treta Yuga, Dwarpa Yuga, Kali Yuga. Within that 1,000 Yuga cycles, there are 71 cycles. There is one day of Manu. 14 Manus. And during that Manu, there is one Indra. So what is our insignificance? Coming, going, 14 Indras in one day of Brahma. Brahma lives 360 days of one year, and he lives 100 years. He's the creator of the entire universe. He's the grandfather of all living beings. And most of all, living on Brahma's planet is Mahapurusha. There is a Vaikuntha world on Brahmaloka where the Lord resides always in a 1,000-headed form where he's constantly giving his association and his mercy to Brahma. He is the true recipient of the mercy of the Lord.
So tomorrow we will begin with Narada Muni going to Brahmaloka.
What we learn from what we have heard tonight, and what we'll continue to hear more and more and more, is how every devotee has such a humble heart. They hate to be praised, and they love to find the good qualities in other devotees. The joy of each and every one of these great souls is simply to glorify other devotees and put them above themselves. Do we have this quality in our own hearts? We must examine carefully. We should pray for this strength. We should perform any type of tapasya to get this quality of appreciating the good qualities of others and always feeling oneself very menial and fallen and always wanting to serve and glorify the devotees and constantly chant the holy names of Krishna.